Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's Hunting Out Loud, and it's been a while since I've been on here. Jason Crazy Deer. We got old Cody Cornwell on. What's up, Cody?
What's up, Rob?
Yeah, just getting back into this podcast, and it's been a long time.
It's been a grind, ain't it?
Yeah, I actually looked at that platform I use, and yeah. Hell, I couldn't even get into it. It's been so long since I put one up.
Oh, yeah.
I had a Ashley on. And Tess Talley called in, kind of surprise guest. Yeah. I still haven't got that edited and put up yet, but I'll get that up. It was over the phone, and it was popping or some crap. And, you know, Tess, I don't want it to sound too shitty. But I figured I can get it fixed.
I understand that.
Man, so we're in the thick of deer season. We're in that time of year where everyone that's tagged out is saying this is the best rut ever,
yeah.
And everyone that's not tagged out saying they're still locked. Are they locked down? What's going on with them?
I'm in that boat.
Yeah, well, me too. But you know,
yeah, it's all personal experience every year for
sure.
Everybody. It's always
it's
different.
Always a little different,
and it's been a different November for me. It's since about November the 5th, you know, I haven't seen any rut activity. I've been lucky to see more than two bucks since November the 5th. Give or take, I didn't really hunt that hard during the heat wave we got. But
well, that's when I had my vacation, and
it
was pretty stinky.
Yep.
I mean, you see some here and there, but compared to previous years.
About like September hunting, and early morning, right before dark.
Yeah, and normally I don't hunt that week because normally I'm tagged out, but this year I was
after something special.
Bound to, well, you know, I was after something special last year, and I got wore out and shot something else.
Yeah.
And it burnt all the way till this year, so I was pretty motivated. And I was like, no, I'm passing everything. And then I get to that special week where usually you see the giants, and I don't know if it's the heat wave. I really don't, because I wasn't getting many pictures at night either. I mean, I was getting some good bucks. I seen the one giant. I mean, it had a frame of a 180, 190-inch buck.
Yeah.
I don't think it was – I just didn't get a good enough look at him.
Yeah.
I mean, but how many bucks like that are running around? They are a few in that area, but
yeah. –
But
it's
I got
not
one.
Uncommon.
But he was just, he was pretty much locked down with the doe. She was out in the field and he was just hanging with her.
Yeah.
And I seen him 55, 60 yards and I was like, good Lord, it's over. So as soon as I recognized big frame, I'm starting to try to get to this certain tree. And then she didn't see me or anything.
Yeah.
But she just pulled him away.
Pulled him away.
It was dusky dark. I mean, it was getting.
Yeah.
To that point where it's...
It's iffy. I know what you mean. I started about October 18th was my first set in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
I scouted a good timber ridge, plenty of white oaks that transitions in some bedding. There's some points come off the ridge that's real thick, scrub oaks, and just some nasty blowdowns and just thick. And you could see the bedding in it. I found beds, plenty of beds. And right along that transition, I found some rubs. And it's kind of in a hub there, so I hung a stand there. And the first set, first morning, right in a tree, I've got about a 140 class 8, 57 yards,
mm-hmm.
eating acorns. And he feeds across a ridge, goes out away, and I get the binos on him. I can tell. I'm like, yeah, this is 140 class deer. And so I hang my bow back up. I realize he's not coming. And, less than 5 minutes later, here comes a 10-point the exact way he did.
Hmm.
Smaller 10-point, but smaller buck, but he was a 10. He come to about 36, 38 yards. I probably could have poked one at him, but after I seen that 8, I was like,
mm-hmm.
It's early. I'm not shooting. You
know? It's tough when you see the big one first.
Yeah, so that's buck one I passed.
Mm-hmm.
It was early. I'm like, it's not even November yet. But so I stay out there. Halloween day is going to be my first set. I should have been in there the 23rd, 24th, and 25th,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't. Trail cams showed me that. But Halloween morning, I rattle a buck in. I mean, and I posted that video on Facebook. He was a solid buck, mature buck. I believe a mature buck. He was 15 yards, but I didn't want to. I don't know. It just, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know you can't eat the horns. Everybody's like, you can't eat the horns. But, yes, I mean, shoot. I got doe tags in Kentucky.
You know what I think about that?
Ohio.
With the eat the horn thing?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to go full Ric Flair. You know? Antlers are forever, baby.
Exactly.
Antlers are forever.
They are. And I.
And you know what I think about that. I want people to shoot whatever they want.
Yeah.
But I get tired of listening to that shit, too, because I'll post a video of a buck I passed, like what you did or something, just because I want to show everybody, share it.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, you people that whine.
Yeah.
Oh, why did you shoot the buck? Why did you shoot that? I didn't want to fucking shoot it. If I wanted to shoot it, I'd have shot it.
Exactly.
I'm just posting a picture or a video, you know.
Just sharing some of the hunt with
But then you got the other guys whine about people shooting small bucks. Shit, fucking fire.
I'm telling you, I know. And I just knew, I mean, you get one buck tag, and I'll shoot my does for meat, you know, my buck tags, if I do, you know, I mean, I eat the buck, but I want it to be a good deer, you know.
Well, you're at a different stage, a different level of hunting. Man, there's something I got to talk to you about.
Yeah.
It's just bothering me.
Yeah.
It's just, with the social media and stuff, I think everybody feels like they have to come straight out the gate shooting poping young bucks. People don't know how big a 130-inch buck is for
now.
Because people say, well, you know, 130-inch buck. It's a big buck.
It's a big deer.
I mean, shoot that damn buck or shoot anything, but I thought it was just a few people, but it's a lot of people now.
A lot.
That are watching what they, you know.
And I've seen so many posts this year. And it just makes me sick. So many posts, everybody posting, oh, it ain't the biggest buck in the woods, but it'll
do.
I didn't have time. Just people making excuses for killing good bucks.
Well, it's social media.
You know, and you know they were tickled to death. It got their blood pumped. They wanted to shoot it. It wasn't
scared to death.
It wasn't like, well, I ain't going to get a hunt tomorrow, so I'm just going to shoot this deer. No, it got them pumping. And when they walked up on it, they was like, that ain't as big as I thought. What's everybody going to think? So they got to make up this bull crap story about why they, my son wanted me to kill that deer. Bull crap.
You got excited about
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
It's what it's all about, man. And, my God. I shared my little buck challenge of every damn little basket rack I ever killed.
Corey Cox's comment was the best. He said, you're baiting them in. He said, I like
shit.
It.
Well, I mean, I enjoyed all those. Listen,
exactly.
I remember my first
just as fun.
My first gun kill was a 5-point, and I shot it with 1120 gauge smooth barrel slug gun. Old pumpkin ball, and I didn't really even. He was, you know, he's a young buck, and he was running a scrape line. That's what he's doing, and I can still remember shooting him and him going up on his back legs and flipping over and Lord. I mean, it's a big day, man. You can't take it away, but you know, I take some people out there. I'm not saying just that, just people I know these people are listening.
Yeah.
I just listen, like Cody and I, you know, Cody, you killed I can't remember his name, Hoss.
Yeah.
And then you killed another big 8-pointer.
Yeah.
But you're still enthusiastic about, I mean, like if the right buck comes through,
it
might be a 120-inch buck, and
exactly.
you popping, you're going to be tickled to death
just
with him.
Just as tickled.
But you're looking for a different buck because you kind of, you know, you've come over that level. And, and for deer meat, you can feel your doe tags or.
Yeah.
In late season. You know, I know you hunt public in Ohio, but, you know, if you had private, you can play the corn trick over there late season. And
I'd
effective.
Do it in a heartbeat if I had it. If I had the private.
Well,
I'd
I've never done it
where
I hunt, but I'm going to this year.
Well, I mean, that's like Jake says, you know, everybody else is doing it. I mean, and it's especially if you're hunting around properties that are doing it when that late season hits.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to get in the game, you about have to because they're looking for food, and the neighbors are just going to pull all your deer over on them.
And it might be what's going on with me up here. I've never really done it in the pre-rut and the rut just because I enjoy the...
Oh, I love hunting finals and just watching them game, naturally cruising and doing their thing, you know.
You know, when you're hunting over corn, it is a different game.
Totally.
And you're
different.
Expecting that deer to come.
Yeah.
When you're hunting the rut and you're playing the side and you're not really sure...
What's going to happen.
Which buck, it's like fishing an ocean, throwing, you know, a shrimp on there. You're like, you don't know what the hell's going to happen.
You know,
it's kind of exciting, ain't it?
Yeah.
But when you are doing the corn trick, in which we both do it early season Kentucky,
mm-hmm.
you know, we kind of already know more likely we're going to get a shot this buck. I mean, everything falls in place.
As long as the wind's right and we don't mess nothing up.
It's still working. It's still great. And I mean, I've got a couple deer heads on the wall from using corn.
Oh, yeah.
And
it's effective. If it's legal, I mean, I'm mm-hmm. all for it, man. Whatever helps your, especially the working man, you know, a guy that's working 5-6 days a week, you know, got kids playing ball and, you know.
Everybody's just, in different circumstances,
mean,
man.
Yeah, I mean, if it maximizes your chances and you want to put the work in to do it, people don't realize the work it takes to do that.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, he shot that over.
When did we get to the point where everybody felt like they had to justify every little thing?
Social media, man. And everybody's just...
I think it was like that back in the old days, but it was just a little different.
It was a little different. Yeah, it was. I don't really think nobody really cared as much back in the old days as they do now, but, man, social media has just got everything. It's... I don't know.
Just talk about... I mean, you cannot go out there... I mean, people say, this guy's the best hunter. You can't... pick and choose, you know, you could say, how could you come up with who the best hunter is? Okay, the guy that has the most money?
Yeah.
Because he can go anywhere he wants. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, heck no. I would love to have a farm I could manage. That's what every hunter wants.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they got their busted their hind end. They done the certain things that got them there, and they're living their dream, man.
So the
I'm
criteria
happy
for the
you know?
Best whitetail hunter in the world, what you can't come up with.
That.
So you got the blue collar guy, or just a hard working guy or woman.
Yeah.
That has the public land and goes in there and consistently kills one every year.
Yeah.
Or private land, which people cry now. They'll be like, I'm tired of hearing about people killing bucks on public land. You know, it's just everybody whines and cries and bitches. Or the guy that has the lease.
Yeah.
You know, it spends $30,000 on a lease and. All the, I mean, I can't. I'm not spending that fucking all that money just to kill a damn deer. I mean, what? That's not. I mean, are we hunting? What the hell?
It's a daggone. I don't know. It's a.
And we're gonna have Jake on here, and that's Jake's dream.
And we're all good friends. He hunts totally different than we do.
Yeah,
he does.
He does all year. More like Brandon Phipps does, and Brandon will tell you he.
Yeah.
Plays the corn. Which, I mean, I first started doing this podcast, people didn't even want to talk about.
No.
I was like, why, you know?
Yeah.
You do it.
Well, I don't care a bit to tell, you know.
It's going to help someone.
Yeah.
But I was just saying, how you came up, you just.
Who's the best?
It's not even it's not a competition.
I don't look at. It's like, man, I've got a good buddy. I'm actually, when I leave here, I'm going to score his deer for him. You probably seen the post yesterday. He tagged me.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
His boy killed, and they're not big hunters. They just started hunting a couple years ago, mm-hmm. but he's got some private land in city limits of Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah.
That's your old boy's land up there.
Yeah, and he's hunting that, and he showed me a picture of this deer. He's like, man, I hope Carson can get this deer. I'm like, yeah, I hope he does too.
Yeah, really.
And, man, he come in and but they had corn out, you know, but deer didn't want the corn. He got in there and he knew something wasn't right, and the deer was trying to get out, and he got a 30-yard shot at it and smoked it. But I kind of stepped him through over the phone how to score it,
mm-hmm.
and I'm gonna go actually take a rope and mm-hmm. do it right and score it. But we come up with 169.
Yeah.
And a quarter gross score on
it.
It's a clean 10.
And you're talking about who's the best buck hunter. Tomorrow.
He's 9 years old.
That's sweet.
You know,
congrats to him.
Yeah, it's awesome.
But tomorrow, if someone's going to kill a 170-inch buck, it's because they're going to be hunting where there's a 170-inch buck.
Exactly.
Not a competition, daggone it. Taking the fun out of it, aren't
we? Get out there, enjoy yourself, and hunt. If it happens, it happens. Don't be afraid to eat a tag if you're wanting to.
If you want to do it, or smoke you a damn spike.
Smoke a spike. I normally, if I don't feel a tag, if I don't get a shoot, a buck I won in Ohio, normally I just eat the tag. I go on, but this year, I'm bringing meat home.
Yeah.
When I decide I'm done, I'm going to shoot a doe. I'm going to shoot a 4-point. Mm-hmm. I'm going to shoot something. Yeah. I'm shooting a deer before I hang it up in Ohio.
It's just supporting each other. See, the fun part is, like, Jerry killed his biggest buck. I've been hunting with Jerry since we was kids. Everybody knows that. And to be there, I will call you out, Jerry, because at the beginning of this season, I pointed at him, and he'll tell you yes.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, we're getting old. And I said, you're not going to rob me. What? I said, you're not going to rob me of a moment of dragging a big buck out with you. You're no more excuses.
Yeah.
You ask him if I didn't say, he'll listen to this, and he knows. No, oh, yeah. And, man, I shit you not, that morning, you know, sometimes you just get that feeling. You can just tell. I mean, I could just about tell. And I just had that energy. I said, Jerry, I said, I'm telling you, you're getting a shot today. I could just feel it. Yeah. Been 5 years, I think, since he's killed a buck.
Yeah.
And we go in, and I'd seen that 13-pointer, and I videoed it.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, everybody, how can you count the points? So I come in, I'm all excited, and Jerry, you know, he, like you, you know, he's a dad, and his family comes first, and I'll let him tell you all the story about his deer when he comes on, but I'll just tell you his part. And so time is a big deal there, you know. Yeah. He wants to take his kids hunting, too, so he just gets very limited time to hunt.
Yeah.
But still, he's around all of us. He's following everybody on social media, seeing everybody killing big bucks. You know, he's a man.
Yeah.
And he's a hunter. He wants to kill big buck.
Yeah.
And he's a good hunter. He puts himself on it, but you got to have time.
Yep.
So I come back to the cabin there, and I have that video, and, you know, let's pump everybody up here. Jerry, I seen this 13-pointer. You know, he's giving me that look like, how did you know it's a 13-pointer? Well, you know, I've watched him for 45 minutes trying to cut this doe off.
Yeah.
And I filmed him.
Yeah.
And he's just, but he wasn't too, you know, I wasn't getting him too pumped up, I don't think. So you're getting a shot. I'm telling you, you're getting a shot. And I kid you not, I was sitting there looking at a 10-pointer. Yo, shit, when you see this one, I pass. I didn't even post it because I don't want to hear one. But I took a picture with my phone. And you'll know where this is at.
Yeah.
Because you've seen the monster I took a picture of last year. But then I'm sitting there, and finally I get that big buck down. I probably should have shot that one, Cody.
Oh, yeah. It's a dandy.
He's I know it looks far.
He's been in trouble.
He's only 33. Well, if you see his ears, he's wide right there.
Oh, yeah.
He's bigger than that one. Quite a bit bigger.
Oh yeah, actually. He's 18 inches probably.
Yeah, you see his ears right there. But he had good mass, but he's lacking tines.
Lacking some tines, yeah.
But when you got old freaking...
Well, if I was after what you was after, I probably wouldn't shot him either.
Hoss cat out there.
I don't blame you. It's so worth it, though. You know, it takes...
That's one we're looking for.
Yeah, that's what everybody.
He's a booner, ain't he?
He's booner, yeah.
I mean, he's bigger than that one, I think.
He's I'll just be honest with you, he reminds me of that deer, only wider.
He's wider. But
You know, I would say you're probably gonna add
I was guessing this one
for 6 to 8 inches to that one there, and that's probably what you got with that one.
I thought he might be pushing a 180.
He's
just because he's, and his main beams are actually bigger than what, which them main beams are 29 inches there.
Buster Brown was his name, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back when I was still allowed to name him before people started making fun of that, too. But anyways, old Jerry sends that text, and I'm like, heck with this. I'm out of here. You know, I got to go.
Yeah.
And went down there, and of course, you know, I turned the camera on, I think I was more excited than him at the time. He was
I loved that video. That was good. You could tell it was.
Yeah. That's a long buildup, man.
Yep. And he was dragging it, wasn't he?
Yeah, did you hear me say, what are you dragging it for? He wasn't going to leave that deer, was he?
No. Ain't nobody going to get it on
me. I ain't leaving this damn thing. I've been waiting all my life for this buck.
Oh, I love it, though, man.
So he needed that.
Yeah, and that's good.
Like I said.
I was tickled to see you got a good one. That was a dandy, too, man. Dandy
and,
buck.
Oh, yeah. Just so much character.
Yeah.
Beautiful buck. And, you know, we was talking about it's just a personal thing. People just get out there and enjoy it. You know, if you're listening to this, it's just because you love hunting. You're trying to connect with hunting. And, you know, Cody, that's one thing that you do is, you know, your emotion
with
the hunting and your enthusiasm. That's good for people to see that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what it should be.
Oh, I enjoy it. I love it. Man, you put in so much work. And, you know, when you take time from your – that's like now I'm – been on a struggle bus. It was good during that heat wave to kind of take some time. I wish it would have happened at a different time of year, but I took some time, you know, spent time with family and stuff, and it was good. It was good for me because I got to that point where I kind of forgot, you know what I mean? I was like, oh, I got to kill a buck. I got to kill a buck, you know, instead of just, so I've kicked back and I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
Now, like I should be, like I have been all season, but, you know, that one week I was getting bloodthirsty, you know, but it's hard. I don't like to lose. I'm competitive. I don't like to lose. You know, you spend the money and you take time away from family. You burn vacation time.
Yeah, it's what we live for.
You know, and when it don't happen, especially all the work and the time you're putting in, it gets stressful at times, but you just got to remember, and what helped me when I would get in a stand in the morning, I'd sit there, I'm thinking, all right, man, there's got to be something moving here. Probably something should be moving, cruising. I'm looking in all the areas I'm expecting. You kind of get stressful a bit, but then you just got to sit there and think, man. I just sit there, and I thank the Lord for another sunrise.
Oh, Lord,
You know, to be here, because I'm thinking, you know what? I could be at work right now. Hey, who cares
if the hospital or anything
shows up? You know what I mean? I'm here. I'm experiencing another sunrise. It's a beautiful day.
It's enjoying life.
Exactly. And you got to do that. And, you know, I got guilty of forgetting.
Oh,
you know,
all of us
this
do.
Year. I'm ready. I'm going to hunt Friday. We've got some decent weather. We'll hunt Friday and more all day. I hadn't really talked to you much about it, but I got a new setup for public. I bought an XOP stand and the sticks, and I got me a pack and everything. Hanging hunt ever set. I don't have any stands. Just hanging. I pack in the morning before dark. I hang my stand. I hunt. If I ain't seeing nothing, 10, 11 o'clock, if nothing's going on, I'll get down. I'll scout my way through an area, and I see a spot that looks like some hot sign. I'll go up a tree and set the rest of the day, typically. If I do that,
it's good to be mobile during the rut.
And, man, I've really enjoyed that. It's work, especially here, these hills and stuff. I like it a lot.
I better text Jake because he's like, we let him get too deep in that bush light.
It's hard to tell. We may not even be able to air this.
Those northerners, they like that F word. Let me text him, y'all.
We'll have to beep him out. You'll think there's an interference with the mics.
Him and
he'll get the cussing.
Him and Lakin has had a good year.
Oh, man, that's why I was talking to him the other day. I saw him. I said, man, you guys have it out this year.
Dave French killed him big one.
Dave,
I'm name dropping. Of course, Jerry killed his best. Brandon Phipps. I love old Brandon. I call him Professor Phipps.
Oh, me and Brandon talk. I haven't talked to Brandon in a few weeks, but we keep in touch all season off and on.
I want to show you one right here that you haven't seen, I don't think.
I think I might know who you're talking about.
Big John.
Oh, no. No, I haven't seen that one.
So he killed him a buck. He's tickled to death.
Why, yeah.
He said, not. He said, what did he say? Not bad for a crippled 70-year-old. A 70-year-old crippled man.
Yep.
John the Legend, of course, Alan Grubb.
Yeah,
killed him another one.
That's. I'm glad to see. I hadn't talked to John.
John was kind of, well, I probably should say it on here.
I'm glad.
He wasn't feeling well.
Oh, yeah. He's been, yeah. That's what he told me. He's been, it's been hard. That's like duck hunting. He's not been able to duck hunt.
He's going to try to go this year, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd like to see him get out there.
Well, we'll need to, we'll go, you know, he's wanting me to go with him once. Maybe we'll all go.
We need to.
And then,
we need to.
Believe it or not, old Cash, I know he's not a year old, but.
I know, man.
He reminds me like.
Hey, you're going to have a good one right
I mean,
there.
He ain't going to be a, you know, I don't take him to them trials or whatever they call
it. He's a meat dog.
He just, but he does anything I ask him. I mean, if I tell him go down there and get a stick, he'll go get it. If I tell him go over here to the water hose, he'll go to the water hose.
Yeah.
Go get me your food bowl, he'll go get it. I mean, I guess just where I've been. Working with him since he's little. Because I know I'm not a trainer.
Four-legged hairy human.
Like, you know,
these
guys that train, they're pretty fucking anal about
it.
When that's their passion.
Yep.
Their game.
Yep.
But, man, these dogs. Have you ever worked with one of these labs? Like
I
know you've been around.
Yeah, yeah.
So I found out, and now I've worked with him long enough. And, of course, I talked to Ian. Ian has kind of showed me the basics.
Yeah.
And then some other people, you know, over social media, they're always willing to help you.
Yeah.
But now all these people go and do all these, what the hell are they called?
Oh, you're talking about trials.
Is it the trials?
Yeah.
But,
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah, I think they call them something else. But you all know what I'm talking about. But the thing, the trick is that dog's always trying to figure out what you want. You, as the owner or trainer or whatever, it's just not confusing them.
Yeah, make it fun for them.
Make them, yeah, well, you know, they have to have obedience first.
Okay.
But I still want to have fun with Cash. I mean, he's like a damn bull now. But
I want to see him in action this year. I want to see his first year.
He'll be able to do it.
I
didn't know at first.
I can tell in the videos. He'll do fine.
You see how when he goes in the pond, he don't give a shit.
It's a lot better than us having to wait.
Listen, when I chased that goose last year and that my waders, I said, fuck his shit. I ain't doing this shit.
Hey, I'm telling you, I wish you could have been there. My old buddy Justin Mulvaney.
He called. Hold on.
Oh, did he?
Oh.
My buddy Justin, son, he's made a few blind retrieves for us, and one was in Mississippi. Group of mallards and gadwall come in, and pow, 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 we start shooting, and man, you know, a few birds fall, and we hit one right at the end. It hits the water and swims. I'm telling you, he goes for 200 yards in flooded corn, son, and takes his gun.
Justin.
Finally, yeah, and finally gets it. I don't know who shot the bird. I don't know. I really don't know which one of us shot the bird, but he went after it. He come back, son, and he was about to pass out.
Oh, my God.
He's like, heck with it. He said, y'all can get the rest.
It'll kill you.
Day. Yeah, it was a – then he made another retrieve out on the river. It was a Susie Pintail. Oh, man. She –
What's up, Jake?
Chased her down.
Can you hear me, Jake?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Now, hold on. I got to get you turned on here for some reason. Yeah.
I told you.
It's been a while since it's been on here. I've been hunting.
Well, it ain't five words in.
Yeah. I've already dropped the F-bomb a few times.
I dropped the F-bomb, I know.
How's the bush light?
Pretty good. Bush latte?
Yeah.
What the hell's going on with this piece of shit? You see there, Cody?
What?
How ours are coming on?
Yeah.
Hang on, Jake. You and everybody's going to have to hang on for a second.
We will.
Hey, are you going to...
This is why I spend all this money on this expensive ass equipment. Still there?
Yeah, I'm still there.
I can't hear him.
No, this thing won't come on for some reason. Something stupid. Ah, fuck it. Sorry. That's stupid as shit.
Can you hear me yet?
Yeah, I can hear you. We're not
trying to get you on the mic.
You're not going through the H6 Zoom for some reason.
I gotcha.
Like, you know, you got to assume, don't you, Jake?
Do what?
I said, you have a...
They're both left and right on.
Yeah, I know. They won't come on for some reason. I got you plugged in up top. Like I said, I ain't been down here for I don't know how long. I have our mics on, but yours won't come on. So we'll just do it the old-fashioned way.
All right.
You just sit up here on the mic with me. That's why I paid $600 for this piece of shit, so I won't have to do this stupid shit.
I hope we're recording all that.
Yeah, we are.
We are.
You know,
HOL
redneck right here.
Keeping it real over here, son.
Well,
that's what it's all about, being real.
That's right.
See, none of my other mics will turn on. Number 3 or number 1 won't turn on either. For some reason. Who fucking knows? So, Jake, you killed that big ugly buck. That thing was sweet. It's one of my favorite bucks.
It was nice.
What?
I appreciate that. I'm standing here, down here in my basement with my cousin right now. He's my cousin that... His dad's the one that does all my taxidermy.
Oh, yeah?
And I tell you what, it's still hard to beat my double drop.
Oh, yeah.
But that palmated thing does have the second most character in this cave right now. So
it has a lot of character.
Oh, yeah. When he posted that, just that like teaser pic of just that beam, I was like, oh, gosh, I'm ready to see the rest of this.
Listen, I hate when people do that.
I done it on my velvet buck this year. I just posted that split brow and those kickers, and everybody, my private message blew up. Everybody's like, "Let's see the rest of it. What'd you get?" I think you texted me, Jake.
I did.
I was like, let's see it. I let them down, though. It wasn't near as good as yours, but.
Oh, shit.
He was a good buck, old buck, but it was. Oh, man.
Well, we're going to have to get you down here on a velvet buck here.
Yeah,
sometime.
We got to, man.
Yeah, I don't care if you guys find something to lease. I gotta get down there for a velvet. I need a 200 inch, which is never gonna happen.
Well,
and
hey, get in line.
I need a velvet.
So. Get in line, buddy.
What the hell is she doing? Sweeping while we're down here podcasting?
I think she is. She's Debbie sweeping.
What the
there.
Hell? Can you hear all that shit, Jake? The whole episode went to fuck.
Come down? Lakin came down with peppermint schnapps and Hershey syrup.
I could hear her talking whenever you got on.
Yeah. She came down here and she's like, what the hell? I walked down, now you're on the phone.
Well, I got one up here cleaning the damn house, sweeping and all kind of shit going on, I guess.
She's baking a turkey. And
these women are crazy.
Fuck, man. I'm telling you, Lakin, she's got the hoss of the trophy room now, doesn't she?
Listen, it's a bunch of bullshit.
Oh, God, that was a giant, man.
171.
Now that's the buck she wounded last year, wasn't it, Jake?
2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Last year she had him standing 17 yards in front of her head on.
Oh, that's when he was, you said you could see both sides of his rack on the side outside of that feeder.
Yep,
I remember.
That bank's feeder.
Yeah.
Yep. Sure enough, and this year we just we took a different approach because he was, before she would come in, before he would come into her, like, spot we were baiting and running cameras, he would come out into the neighbor's wide open field 100 yards off the main road. And I said, you know what, I'm going to set a blind up right there next to the old guy's wood pile. Granted, he gave us permission. I'm going to set a blind up right next to this wood pile. Just kind of hunting natural, but I'm still going to use bait so she knows where her yardage is. That first cold front, sure enough, she smoked him 30 yards.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and, you know, once again, here we go. We're not being all professional like the rest of everybody else. And, you know, we're honest about using this here Kentucky Gold, West Virginia Gold, Ohio Gold, whatever you want.
Yellow Acres, Appalachian Gold, brother.
There you go.
Yeah.
Using that gold.
But, well, I'm going to use that fucking shit late season in Ohio. I'll guarantee it if I don't tag out.
Yeah.
And I've never done it before. I told you that.
Yeah, early season, late season, and rut. I mean, rut, that's when them cell cameras come into hand, because if you get a doe feeding on it, it'll bring that big deer in. You got 72 hours, basically, you know.
Yeah, once
24 to 72 hours to get in there and kill him right there on that corn, or in a pinch point or a scrape, you know, something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, something yeah. Leading into it, yeah.
Well, I just, you know, I'm so old and I've been hunting rut so long. I was telling Cody earlier, I just like hunting the pre-rut rut and all that stuff. But if I end up killing
that Goliath,
well, fuck. If I killed him off a fucking deer sucker and everybody want to laugh at me, have fucking fun. Because I'm going to be laughing all the way to the taxidermist. I guarantee to you.
Yeah.
Exactly. Fuck off.
So, Jake, since we're on here with Cody, you want to talk deer drama? Want to go there for a minute?
Oh, my God. Let's do it.
Well, it's just something that we had text back and forth. We was chatting about that, what's his face? Well, Cody shared it, and then you sent it to me. Old Jay, and then that guy.
Jay Gregory bitching about Lee Lukowski.
Yeah, well, he never said his name. Yeah. What he said.
Yeah.
So, what do you think about that, Jake? You know what we're talking about, Cody, because I think you shared it.
Yeah.
And then Jake sent it to me.
Yeah. Yeah, he was.
But there was a big comment.
Well, I think it's a bunch of bullshit because Jay's just mad he didn't capitalize on the market the same way Lee was able to.
Yeah.
His management practices didn't capitalize, even though he's still in the industry doing well.
And killing giants, he's still killing big deer. He's had a heck of a year this year.
So, I mean, there's 10 different ways to do this deer hunting thing.
There's a lot of ways.
Exactly. I say 10 just as a rough, you know, estimate. But, I mean, there's a million ways to do it. And you shouldn't shit on one person's way of doing it versus the other. Especially when, you know, we're all about keeping numbers up for hunting licenses and everything else. Just like somebody shitting on a corn pile when guys out west are.
Well, when people do shame others, that's just they're just jealous, in my opinion.
Yeah, just they're bitches.
That's my opinion.
We all work with a bunch of bitches. You know that. There's always someone you work. They're whine and cry. No matter what's going on, they're gonna fucking cry about it.
Yeah.
Know people like that. You know, as far as my take on what Jay Gregory said was, I agree with what he said, but
I agree with both sides.
But here's the thing. Is I think it, here's what, and Cody and I was talking about this earlier, you know, Jake, you know, you're younger than I am, a lot younger than I am, but you had time to kind of, I guess what I'm trying to say is people feel like they got to come out the chute shooting 150-inch deer now, and I don't think that's good, because like you said, we need numbers, and the reason they feel that is because they see Lee and the Drewy brothers and people like that are farming deer pretty much, which I would do if I had the land and the money.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't blame them for doing it. But I guess that's kind of what Jay was trying to say. But I'm with you. I believe he was just saying it because he's fucking jealous and crying about it. I don't believe it was sincere. I think coming from him, my opinion, it was just a knock because he ain't able to do it. And the reason I believe that is because I started following him after you brought that to my attention, and he's fucking attention whore. I mean, he's attention hungry bad.
Yeah.
So he was just looking for a knee-jerk reaction out of everybody.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then the other thing, too, is, like, you know, he's everybody used to make fun of him because he was always wearing the bedazzled pants at ATA. Shit like that.
Bedazzled pants.
They all wear them down there, son.
that's part of it.
Well, just coming from him, it was... Yeah.
But the thing is, he was one of the original guys on Drury's.
He's got the oldest, I think the longest running hunting show that's still running right now.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wild Outdoors, is that what it's called?
I don't watch that goofball.
I think that's what it is, though. I seen something on Facebook about it.
I mean, it's just, I don't, if you watch a hunting show,
YouTube,
I mean, are you watching it for
YouTube?
I mean, are you watching it for entertainment? Or are you watching it for, if you're watching it to try to be a better deer hunter, you don't need to be watching the hunting celebrities.
No, you don't need to be watching Outdoor Channel.
Jay or Lee, be honest
like
with
that.
You.
If you
watch YouTube and.
If you're watching YouTube, exactly.
I mean, honestly, one that has more information than any of it. TikTok. What are we on right now?
Yeah, the podcast.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
But if I, you know, there's a big farm I'm looking at, and if I can get that farm, you know, I would want to learn from your man, old Lee and Tiff, of what to do with that farm.
Lee's,
you know what I mean? See, he's good at that.
He
seems like a humble guy too. I don't know why you want to pick on him.
If you watch his, if you actually, there's a video on it. They tell their background story.
Yeah,
and I mean, they pretty much just dropped everything, quit their
jobs,
and took a chance.
And look where they're at. I don't know how you could be jealous. He doesn't seem,
he's never seemed
arrogant at all to me.
And the thing is like, I mean, we've had these conversations before. Like, I love Lee, and I'm not going to deny it. And the thing is, I model a lot of my hunting after him.
Right.
The thing is like, even with 70 acres and 30 acres and 8 acres that Lakin shot 171-inch deer on, I modeled a lot of my same practices after him.
And he's always seemed like, to me, and you know what I think about hunting celebrities, but I'd have to say he's always seemed
works.
Like, he always seemed, well, it works. It's not that. It's just.
He seems humble.
Yeah, he seems humble. I've never seen his ego get out of whack like these other guys, and they all do. My God.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking Waldale, or some bitches.
I'm a big Midwest whitetail guy. I like Bill Winky.
Yeah.
I like Midwest whitetail. I watch it a lot, YouTube. That's a great.
Yeah.
I like that Team Radical, too.
Team Radical.
Yeah, Brandon Phipps. Brittany Jill just killed her a big buck off of Team Radical.
Yeah, Brandon hunts with Radical.
Is Brandon part of that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brandon's with Team Radical.
Yep.
And
They're kidding.
Yeah, they're good crew.
He was with White Knuckle Productions, too, with Todd Pringnitz.
Yeah, Brandon.
One time, yeah.
That's why I wanted to get you on a group text, because he's a self-cam freak. You know,
I know Jake is,
so I kind of put him in a group text there, and they talk about shit. I don't even know what they're talking about. I just flip through there. I'll be like, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
I try to act like I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I like Brandon's very knowledgeable.
I call him Professor Phipps.
Oh, my God. That's funny. Dude, I can't believe the amount of cameras he's got.
Brandon don't fuck around, man.
He don't. Yeah. Democrat there.
And he's so straightforward, like, you know, I haven't talked to him this past week, but, you know, he'll call, what's your buck doing? Well, damn it, you need to do this. You need to do that. What the fuck?
Yeah. Well, that's part of that Team Radical White Knuckle production bloodline.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is.
I love it. They'll be like, well, I got to work this week. Well, shit, you're just going to have to do something about this. You know?
Yeah. he's not wrong either.
No, he's great. He's a great guy.
Yep.
Love him. But,
yeah.
So where you going?
I'll tell you what. I'm going to make this quick. I got some family in town and everything.
Yeah.
You know, Thanksgiving's coming up tomorrow. This is, by the way, the best week of the rut to hunt.
I'll be out there in the morning.
Anyways, you know, that big palmate deer I just shot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did shoot him on corn. But at the same point in time, that one spot is like, it's like a unicorn. It's a really good rut spot and late season spot with corn.
Mm-hmm.
But all of my other early season and late season spots, I mean, they've dried up.
Yeah, always got to keep up with it, don't you?
But wonder why they dried up, because if you run a cell camera on just corn, those bucks are right there. They're still in the same area. They're just using scrapes and such.
Right.
Yeah, I had a buck at 5:30 this morning.
One of my good friends, Sean Durbin, me and Rob's talked about him before. Him and his boy doubled up 2 years ago with a 193 and a 145. Second day of Ohio season. He had this big 170, 180 inch deer on camera, and he had some neighbors hunting too, and he'd been texting back and forth, and I said, you know what? I said, try running some cameras on that scrape line where you found his shit last year. I said, I bet you'll get him. 3 days later, he got a picture of him on that scrape line, but not on the corn.
Right.
And we kept texting back and forth. I said, just try hunting that scrape line with his boy for you season. You know, I said, take Shane on that scrape line or something. Try hunting that until after Thanksgiving. I said, then get back on the corn. And sure enough, he hunted like a 30-acre brown brushy field. The night before, picked him up on cell camera on scrape line. Then he ran by the feed camera and was making a big loop. His boy shot his 170, 180 inch deer with 350 Legend. And, you know, it's one of those things. Yes, I killed mine on corn, but you got to know your property. You got to, you know, every spot is different. You got to hunt them different, and you got to learn your properties.
Now, we don't give explanations out here.
Some of them you can hunt on corn through rut. Some you can't.
Yeah.
And that comes with history. That comes with time. And a lot of people, you know, especially younger guys, they're going to learn that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, their cameras are going to dry up.
Yeah.
Well, when they dry up on corn, because everybody's doing it, let's not beat around the bush. You know,
Yeah. Well, I don't know why I do have one question. If he would have let that 193 go one more year, it would have been a 200.
Probably, but guess what? We're just hunting out loud guys here. We're regular day Joes, and we got 80-acre pieces here and there. And
public land.
HOL family, baby.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. And
grinding.
Sean's a good dude. He's just not a talker. He gets on a mic or in front of camera, he can't do it. I'd love to get him on the show for you.
Oh, yeah.
And he's a hell of an honor, too. And that's a thing.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, we bounce shit off of each other all the time. Me and him went and fed today.
Well, when I start doing it down there, you know where, I'll be hollering at you. See, you know, pick your brain, because you do this all the time, late season, if I don't kill one this weekend.
Yeah,
but I'm getting itchy trigger fingers, Jake.
Did you like those string photos circa 2015.
Yeah, those wild games.
Kills me to show them to you. But
well, I got yeah. I'm running those $80 Maltries now, cell cams, so I'm moving up. Those 6,000s, baby.
$20 and get them tactical cams.
I know.
That's what my next.
I got
two
of them down here in the basement.
My next purchase right now is the Reveals. And, I've got two Spartans, and I like those a lot. Yeah. But I'm wanting to get those tactical cams.
Well, Jake, man, we'll let you off. We know you got family, and you have a happy Thanksgiving, man.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you guys, and have a good one. Good luck the rest of the season, guys.
All right. Later, brother.
Jake, see you, buddy.
All right. Take care.
I'm glad I have this fucking awesome setup for real now, and son of a bitch went in work. That's the first time I've ever done that. I don't know what the hell's going on. Wife's up there sweeping. Sounds like she had a fucking
fire
hose.
Jake's having a party.
Jake's got a party going on. Holy shit. I mean, we're right back on track, ain't we, Cody?
2020, son.
Started and said we weren't going to cuss. I don't know how many times we dropped the F-bomb on here.
Quite a bit.
There's Jake texting both of us. Sorry, I was so damn short. Hell, he was on here for 20 minutes, wasn't he?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good. I like having call-ins. I was going to have that Isma Tally. I love old Isma. And the reason I was going to have her call in, but she works nights. I was supposed to have her on when I was off hunting, and I just, like I said, I ain't been podcasting. But she's a Bama girl.
Yeah.
Bama fan.
Yeah.
She lives in Texas, but she's from Bama. Yeah. If you ever listen to her episode, mm-hmm. I love her. But, you know, she's a big football fan, and you know what happened to our cats. That was a nice little ass whooping Bama handed them.
Wasn't it?
My God.
It was.
What the hell? I wasn't even watching it. I never knew until I seen Corey Cox and Dave French on there.
Yeah, I didn't watch it, but.
66-3?
Yeah. That's,
how could that happen?
I don't know.
We got a pretty good. I thought we had a good offensive line.
I guess not when you.
And they have a bunch of sophomores. I mean, Alabama's got to where Kentucky basketball is. I mean, once they're a junior, they're gone now.
Yeah.
So that's pretty tough.
Yeah, they're Nick Saban's done a. I mean, he's the. Well,
and they don't do nothing; just run it down your damn throat. And 66-3.
Once Saban figures out what he can get by with, he's
I mean, apparently you get by with whatever you can't. I couldn't even do that on Xbox. Could you?
No, I don't.
I couldn't even beat the Cats on the Xbox.
I think Kentucky is just so.
Kentucky fucking sucks at football.
They do.
They get your hopes up.
They do. I will say this though. I'm glad we got Stoops. So it could be worse. But,
I mean, are you glad we have Eddie Graham?
I don't know.
I mean, you talk about conservative. He's fucking
yeah.
like the most conservative person in the world.
Yeah.
Is he? Let's just run at the middle. I mean, fuck. Our poor little, what's his name last year? My God, this morning they didn't kill him. Lynn Bowden.
Yeah. Bo Bowden, man.
Old
he's,
Bowden.
He's.
I mean, it was just like hand it to him. Like, I mean, and then. Everybody talked about Eddie Graham's a genius. Well, fuck, what the fuck is he doing? He had 400-pounders up there on the line, handed it to poor little Lynn. He's running for his damn life.
Running for his life, I know it. I don't watch a whole lot of football anymore.
I don't anymore after all the crime.
I haven't. I mean, NFL, I don't really watch it. I hated to see that about Joe Burrow.
Well, I'm glad I quit watching the NFL because I've been a Bengals fan since I was a kid, and they've sucked since I was a kid. And here's the thing, ever since, you know, the last Super Bowl, you know, I watched that when Jerry Rice fucking caught that thing and beat us in, like, what, the last seconds?
Yeah.
What was it, 88, 89, shit, like.
I don't know. I was young when Rice was playing.
That was a long time ago,
that was probably back
so
in
then you're hooked. So
Icky Woods days.
It was Icky Woods. So I seen him go to two
Boomer
Super Bowls.
Assassin.
Boomer Esiason.
Yeah.
You know, I remember
yeah,
when
I was
a
young.
Kid, Ken Anderson. And then you had Boomer Esiason with Sam Wash coaching. And that team was fucking loaded.
Yeah.
And, you know, they should have won that Super Bowl. But they didn't. And they have fucking sucked ever since.
Yeah,
I mean, like, and then you get Carson Palmer in there.
Yeah.
And what was it, 2005? And they was rolling the first damn play. That guy rolls over his knee.
Yep.
That was over. Then we got the red rifle that if he got in the playoff game, he'd shit his pants.
Andy Dalton. You know, I really believe Andy would have made a good quarterback if he was somewhere else. I think Cincinnati ruined him.
Well, I mean, they come out on fire. They was loaded when he got there, and they won for a long time. It was just when they got to a playoff game.
Yeah.
He just, I mean.
It's hard being a Cincinnati sports fan.
Listen.
I'm telling you, I'm a big Reds
fucking
fan.
Cincinnati Reds fan. Okay,
see what happened to them this year.
I mean, if you're still on here, you don't mind us cussing, because, I mean, it's going to get worse. The Reds. Okay, okay, 95.
Cy Young Award winner.
Well, hold on, was it? When did we have Homer? The Giants come back. We was up 2-0 on them. And Homer throws a fucking one-hitter.
Oh,
remember, it was a five-game series.
Yeah.
Homer throws it like a one- or two-hitter, and we fucking lose.
Mm-hmm.
And then Giants end up, that's when they won that World Series.
Yeah.
Remember that? And we was loaded.
Yep. Oh, yeah, that was a good team.
We go out there in San Francisco and beat them twice, and then come home and lost that fucking series.
Yeah, well, it's like last year. Last year, look at the Astros. I mean, we swept them. Three-game series, we swept the Astros in the regular season. And then Astros go, you know, they go the World Series.
Well, this fucking coach they have.
Well, David Bell is.
Is he still there?
Yes, they should have kept Dusty Baker. But, I don't know why they got rid of Dusty Baker. Look where he's at.
Dusty Baker. He's always in the playoffs.
Look where he's at.
Yeah.
It wasn't Dusty Baker's fault, that team.
Well,
that team just sucked.
And then, but this David Bell,
he's an analytics guy. Whatever that tablet in front of him, whatever those numbers and tablet tells him, I mean, it's like Trevor Bauer and Luis Castillo, those guys. I mean, they're throwing a Sonny Gray. They're throwing a phenomenal game, and he'll pull them out in the sixth, and they're under 100 pitches.
Well, listen, Cody, you coach Little League, and we're not even near hunting right now.
Yeah.
But you coach Little League, and one thing you tell your kids is you don't make the first out at third. I mean, David Bell, he's one of them motherfuckers, just send them on third. You know, little basic shit that you don't even do when the kids are eight.
Yeah.
He's terrible. I get your brother start on this shit.
Oh, son, he could go. You want to do a podcast about sports?
Get the big beard down here.
Son,
it's over him.
He knows him. I'm telling you, man, he's been out my entire life. He can tell you if you want to know anything about a ball game or sports.
Let's talk some old, which I know I'm older than you, but some of your old time favorites. Now you look back nowadays at Nolan Ryan. Did you ever get to watch him?
And later, I remember.
Remember him
young.
Beating the shit out of Robin Ventura?
Oh yeah, charged the mound. He headlocked him.
He just stepped to the side. Wasn't even. Yeah. That's old farm boy shit right there.
I wished I would have got to actually go see that. Michael told me his first Reds game was in '91. They was fresh off a series win. They just won at '90.
Mm-hmm.
And they played the
Eric Davis.
Played the Cardinals. Ozzie Smith come out doing backflips and somersaults to short.
Had Ozzie Smith, Willie McGee, I think was his name on that team, and on the Cardinals.
It was a good. I'd like to have seen them, but you know you got Chris Sabo and the nasty boys.
That was the '90s.
Randy Myers, Norm Charles,
Billy Hamilton. No, not Billy Hamilton. Shit.
Yeah, it's later on. You're talking about it.
No, but on that one, who is that one dude? He had, I don't know how many hits he had in that World Series. Damn it.
What year?
It was the 90s.
Barry Larkin?
No, not Barry. It was one of the off-name guys. That's why I can't think of his name.
Oh.
I can't even remember what position he played. I could see his damn face.
Yeah.
But anyways, he had a shitload of hits in that game. And of course, I always loved Eric Davis when I was young because, you know, with that, how he'd do the bat and shit.
Yeah.
You
know. Man, it was, you know.
That's fun back then, wasn't it? But Lou Piniella, man, he was awesome, wasn't
he? Yeah, he was. Piniella was, yep.
He could still, if he's still alive,
yeah,
he would still be better than what the fuck we have at stupid-ass David Bell.
He's, man, I mean, you got a Cy Young Award pitcher, and it's like that game with the Braves. How can you... And what's hurt it, man, is they took small ball out of baseball. I mean, in that circuit, I'm trying to remember exactly what.
Yeah, you was talking about the Cardinals, Vince Coleman, and,
yeah,
and all
I
that small
ball.
Yeah, I
forget what
shit.
Exactly. We're in extra innings. We're in extra innings right there. Votto should have made it to third right there. But how do you put that many runners on base and you can't get a hit and drive one in? You know, you got one out, you got a runner on second. You know, why ain't you bunting?
They don't bunt anymore.
That's what I'm saying. They took small, and it's like they do these field shifts.
Oh God!
And these guys are still pulling the ball. I'm thinking.
Now
get
what?
The ball opposite
what
field.
Would Tony Gwynn done back?
Oh,
right now
he'd have smashed it right.
He'd
down
be batting 600,
wouldn't
he?
Oh yeah.
He
yeah.
was awesome too, wasn't he? I Lynn remember.
And Rose. I mean, Pete Rose.
Oh, my God, Pete Rose. Shit. You know what he'd do right now? He hit it wherever he want.
Wherever. And that's what.
Wade Boggs. You remember Wade Boggs? Those kind of guys?
They don't feel, you know, they don't field shift.
Does anyone hit like that anymore?
No.
Why?
Mike Trout's probably the closest you got.
That can even go opposite field?
Oh, yeah. Trout could. Mike Trout, you're probably watching the greatest player to ever play the game, all-around player to ever play the game.
I mean, as far as the Reds, Joey Votto, he'll go opposite field, but it's in a home run.
Well, Joey Votto, they wasted.
He's done, ain't he?
They've wasted, and that's their problem. They've invested so much money in Votto that they can't. It's like Trevor Bauer. You have a Cy Young Award pitcher. You can't keep him?
Good
no,
gosh.
Because they're too busy paying Joey Votto, who can't get a hit to save his life.
What's he batting out, 270s?
I don't even
watch him anymore.
I don't know if he's batting 270.
And I used to love him back in the day. Dwight Gooden,
good
Darryl
team,
Strawberry.
You had Mike Moustakas come in there. I mean, he got hurt early in the season, but he come. I mean, it just Jesse Winker, man, turned it on this year.
Yeah,
he had a heck of a year. He was batting good. We had a good team, man. Mm-hmm. We should have beat the Braves in that series right there. I mean, Trevor Bauer, look at what he done. Mm. That, gosh.
I know.
Guy's unreal, man.
Ain't that some shit? We've had some good pitchers.
We finally got a good we don't have a bullpen.
Well,
we got a good starting rotation. Our bullpen sucks, you know.
Our coach sucks.
Yeah, our coach is what's the main thing.
I didn't even watch them this year just because all the horse shit going on and all the fucking crying. But
they kneeled, and
yeah, that's where I was out.
And it burnt. Well,
why the fuck are we kneeling for?
I don't know. And I thought really, you know, in baseball had really
the American game.
Yeah, and they were the last to do it. And I thought baseball was going. But I mean, I watched them there. They had. Instead of MLB on the back of the mound, they had BLM.
Well, you know what's going on. Well, they're just using that for division. But, you know.
Keep it out of baseball. People don't. America. I don't turn that ball game on to get their political views.
But here's what it is. America, man, like these ball teams and shit like that, they're not owned by Americans anymore. So what the fuck you think they're going to do? That's the best way to divide people.
Yeah.
How about let's cry about the BLM and all that shit so, you know, we keep going direction we're going. Everybody be happy because we're all going to be fucking slaves.
Yeah.
White and black.
Yep.
And there we go.
Yep.
And you know who we'll be working for? Fucking bunch of Asians or some shit. And when we'll be working, it'll be fucking slave driving because that's what they do over there.
It's coming.
I mean, it's seriously. I mean, if you can't fucking see it.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know how people don't see it.
You know, they didn't use the whole Latino thing this time because all the Latinos were like, fuck that. You know, we're conservative. We've seen socialism, and we see what the fuck's going on here. We ain't voting for them motherfuckers.
Oh.
They know. And so did you hear anything about them? Nope.
No, you won't hear nothing. That's like that Bob Alinsky guy coming out before the last debate with that evidence of Hunter and Joe Biden.
Yeah, you ain't going to hear about that. Joe Biden, says we.
You ain't heard nothing. They ain't not, why has any media or news platform freaking fought over trying to get him on the air to hear what he's got to say? Nobody. Fox News is getting as bad as CNN.
Listen, propaganda.
It's getting horrible.
They used it back in Hitler's day. I mean, old fucking Kim Jong-hoon or whatever the fuck his name is. They do that constantly over there, and it's being used here. But people are so manipulated. But here's what I don't understand is when I hear Joe Biden, it comes out of his own fucking mouth, and he says, I want to do away with oil. I'm going to do away with
fracking.
And people that work in the fucking, like, Marathon, I'm sure that's oil shit, ain't it? And they fucking vote for that guy.
Yeah.
But he didn't mean that. I mean, I don't give a fuck. If Trump says he's going to do away with steel, I'm out.
I'm out, exactly.
I don't give a shit if I like Trump or not. That's my job. I got to feed my family. But, you know, you get people that's so hardcore union for years.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was. And I was a registered Democrat.
It's not back
in the day.
It's not the same party.
But it's not. No, they fucking hijacked that motherfuckers.
Yeah.
But they'll say, no. Listen, they can promise you all the fucking shit they want for your unions, or for our unions, and unions are good.
Yeah.
Pro-union.
Yeah.
But they can promise you all that shit, but if you don't have a fucking job, it doesn't matter how much power your union has. Out there at Kentucky Electric, when Obama and Biden was in, they shut that fucking place down.
Yep.
Trump gets in, they fire it back up, and there's guys out there that voted for fucking Biden. Where the fuck are you?
I know guys that lost their job
under Obama,
under Obama and Biden at AK Steel, the Coke plant, that voted for Biden.
I mean, you're a dumb motherfucker. If you've lost your job and you voted for that fucking idiot.
Yeah.
You know, I ain't got, that's the thing about America. If people actually voted Biden in and, you know, they'll suffer with it. But right now, if you look at your paycheck, you look at your liberties and your freedom, your taxes, everything that you have right now, and if it's better at the end of these 4 years, well, you should vote for Biden again if he gets in there.
Yeah.
You should. I should. We should.
Well,
he does. But if you're just going to, if you're going to take a loss, but there's a bunch of people that'll take a loss, obviously. We know people that's lost their jobs and are that dumb ass and voted for him again. But they could take their liberties, their freedom. They could make half what they're making, be fucking laid off, lose their house, lose everything. I got to vote Democrat. We've been voting Democrat in my family for 100 damn years.
Yeah, I got to do it.
Son of a bitches. Voting for them. Fucking Republicans ain't worth a shit.
Man, it blows my mind. You got like, you got.
How could you be
like,
that blind?
Well, look at Elliott County, Kentucky. They've never voted Republican ever.
Mm-hmm.
In the history of Elliott County, they have never voted Republican. Well, in 16, when Trump got elected, that's the first year the majority of Elliott County went Republican.
Yeah, did we forget? And it isn't this. The reason I voted for Trump is because he's not for either one of the parties. He just used that Republican stage.
Well, yeah.
But the Republicans are, if not worse than the Democrats.
Oh,
okay, look at these douchebags right here. We're in the tri-state, Cody. And that fucking Mike DeWine over in Ohio, he's a Republican, and he's a fucking bigger douche than Andy Beshear.
Yeah.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
And he's a Republican.
Yeah.
I mean, Beshear is going along just like the rest of the governors. I'm not taking vote for him. I know what he done with our Kentucky wildlife. I'm just saying, and I'm not going to vote for him. But I'm saying it's you just really can't say Democrat and Republicans. What it is, it says working Americans against fucking government right now.
Yeah. Well, it just seems like government wants control of everything.
Well, obviously.
They want you to come to them. They don't want you to have. And it's like this. It's like Beshear putting this limit on how many people you should have in your house.
I mean, does that
and
not?
And the CDC got on there and on new. I mean, I watched it live on Facebook. I watched the news platform. The CDC guy got on there and said, "We never recommended shutting in-person learning down.
It's fucking power grab.
We still don't recommend you to do that. But what are they doing?
There's no science behind the fucking mask.
I work every day. I can't stay home and do schoolwork with the kids. My wife has to work midnights for our schedules to mesh so our kids are took care of. She works midnights. She works a 12-hour night shift at the hospital. She comes home at 8 o'clock that morning. I leave for work when she gets home. Okay, she does schoolwork till 4 or 5 o'clock in the evening and has to be back at work at 7 o'clock to work another 12-hour night shift. It's bullcrap. I mean, the working people, man, Get screwed once
I'm
again.
I'm going down here
under Democratic leadership.
Leave right now. Go down to the fucking liquor store. Buy me a fucking fifth of Jack Daniels. Pack of fucking cigarettes. And I have the freedom of fucking drinking it all. And no one stopped me from jumping on the fucking road and taking off. But I better have my fucking mask on when I buy that shit.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, this is life. It's fucking America. It is what it is. But there's people, man, are so brainwashed.
They are.
There's no science behind the whole mask deal.
No.
Have you even looked it up? Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've looked into it.
I mean, old fucking Dr. Fauci, I mean, I heard it come out of his mouth saying, no, don't wear them.
Yeah.
Don't recommend it. And then someone told him, no, you know. Let's make them wear it.
Yeah, you got it.
This is funnier shit.
Yeah, well, there's him at the Astros and.
Yeah, I seen that.
No mask sitting up here with people. No. Yeah.
Well, people will defend him. So, well, he's with his family.
Well, listen,
fuck that shit.
Yeah, it's.
It's fucking it, control. This is bullshit.
It just ruins my evening thinking about this junk.
We went down a shithole, Jake, ever since you got off the phone. We started talking about the Bengals,
the Reds,
the shitty ass fucking Cats, the Reds fucking suck, fucking mask, fucking bullshit, fucking Democrats, and
Republicans,
fucking Mike DeWine's a weird motherfucker. He's the weirdest one. Jim Justice, he's a dumb son of a bitch up in West Virginia, just dumber than fuck.
I know, but we can't. I'm telling you. I just want to get through this year.
So tomorrow I'm going hunting in the morning.
Yep.
And I know
I'm taking my youngest gunner. He's 7. He turned 7 on the November 11th. I'm taking him in the morning. We're going to try to get his first deer down.
Man.
We shot the crossbow this evening, and we shot 5 shots. And we got a crossbow bag target, and it's got the layout. It's got the shape of a deer, and it's got the lungs, the heart. And, you know, the heart's a small little red spot on it.
Yeah.
And we're 20 yards, and I told him, I said, where do you want to aim? You want to aim lungs, heart? Where you? I recommend him to shoot lungs on a deer. Well, he shot lungs, hit them both times, 2 shots in a row. I was like, bud, I said, if you can do that tomorrow, we'll be good. He said, I want to shoot at the heart. I said, you got to take your time and breathe. And, I mean, 3 shots in a row, smoked it.
It's on tomorrow.
That's why I said, all we need is something to step out.
And you said you're going to Ohio, right?
No, we'll be in Kentucky.
Oh, it's gun season.
I know, but he's just not ready for a gun.
Not ready for a gun?
Well, he can aim it, and he can shoot it. But I'm just scared to death, because what he does.
Well, he's shooting that crossbow good. So.
Yeah, he shoots it good, but what he does. You know, that crossbow don't have no kick. So what he does is, it's just more or less a vibration.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but with a gun, what he does is he gets so focused on what he's doing that he loosens, he forgets to keep that gun held tight to his shoulder, and I'm afraid that scope's going to come back and hit him. So
ain't no sense of rushing that.
He's shooting that crossbow good. We're going to do that, and we're going to try to get some deer down before we go eat. And that way we can brag about it at dinner.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then Friday I'm going to Ohio.
That's going
to
be good Friday, I think.
I'm going to sit all day. I've been scouting a new area public. My dad used to hunt back in the 90s, and Dad's got a story about a Boone and Crockett 8-point.
Mm.
I mean, this 8-point's pushing 170. Dad said he thought. He calls it the woodpecker buck.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually. A woodpecker had come out of a hollow tree when this buck was working this ridge down towards him, and he was ready. And it got about 40 yards facing him. And there was a woodpecker had come out of a dead tree there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if he didn't know the buck was there, and he popped out right when the buck was there, and I guess it startled that woodpecker. Well, that woodpecker cackled and tore off. Well, the buck didn't see the woodpecker, scared the life out of the deer. The deer jumped and swirled and run back, stomping. He didn't know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And that woodpecker spooked that deer off on my dad.
Damn.
So he calls it the woodpecker.
Good
buck,
night.
Tells that story.
See, stories for a lifetime.
But this is the same spot, same area. And I've got a hub with a few saddles around it. a good hub. I got down. I hunted last Saturday. I went in Saturday. My wife got in from work at morning, and I headed out. I got over about 11. Throwed my XOP and stuff on my back and went up the ridge. And if you don't have Onyx, I recommend it. It's the greatest freaking mm-hmm. thing. Or, you know, whatever you, but those apps are a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
And I go in, I'm looking at my Onyx, and I'm looking on what, so I'm scouting my way in. I've not been on this piece. I'm scouting my way in, and I find a good little funnel. I'm like, some deer sign on it, so a few rubs. I'm going to dive in this saddle and sit the rest of the day. I get in there, and about dark, right before dark, there's three does come up out of this. The other side of this ridge is thick. I mean, it's nasty. They come up out of the, I figure it's bedding, because the wind blows right. I mean, so I know they're bedding on that.
Mm-hmm.
They come up out of the thicket and work through the saddle. I was like, all right. I was like, I'll be back here in the morning. It's a mobile setup, but I knew I was coming back in the morning, so I just left it in a tree. I get back in there that morning. It was a beautiful morning. I didn't see a deer, son. I sat till 1:30. Never seen a deer. Rain was supposed to hit heavy about 2. I sat till about 1 or 1:30, so I got down, tore my stand down, got it all packed up, and I scouted a different area on my way out. And, man, I found some giant rubs down off of that ridge going down into that thicker cover, that hillside with the thicker cover. I found some giant rubs right in that transition. So I'm going to go in Friday, and I'm going to set kind of, it's like a point, comes off of that hub and goes, it funnels down into that thicker cover. And you got a good bench that goes around. So I'm going to go in Friday morning, I'm going to set off that hub, and the morning set's going to be more of an observation set for me. I'm going to sit there, and I'm going to watch. And then if I don't see much, I'm going to get down, tear my stand down. I'm going to scout in, try to get set up somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then depending on what I see, I'll probably go back in there Monday, and I'll probably set up where I can see a good amount of, you know, distance. I'm going to gun hunt. I haven't gun hunted in 12 years, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to gun hunt for Ohio's opener.
Fire up for sure if
we'll
you don't get one.
We'll see what happens. I mean, you got to be there. So.
Oh, we got a picture on the mobile.
Oh, yeah. I haven't got a picture.
It's a doe.
Yeah, I haven't got a picture.
The old mobile, Jake.
The last picture I
mobile
got.
Maltry 6000, baby.
Last picture I got today was at 3 o'clock. It was a crow sitting on a corn pile in Kentucky.
I did get a picture of a blue jay about 55 times. The other
Man,
day.
I don't understand it. I went in on this spot. And it's tore up with sign. I mean, there's fresh deer crap on the trails. It's just intersecting trails on a creek bottom. And it's down off of a hay pasture that I see them feeding in the evenings and stuff. And I left a camera soaking there last year. Tons of buck activity through the first part of December. Just there's a lot of green browse and stuff in there. And they're bedding and they're feeding. And
it might pick up then.
Well, it may pick up. That's why I told Gunner. I said, if we don't get one tomorrow, I said, we're going to stay with it. I said, we'll feed some corn here, and we'll get this blind set up, and we'll get on him. We got, because he's crossbow hunting, so we got we got time. But, and there's nothing. So, I don't really, this first really is deer hunt, so I don't really want to bore him too bad. I talked to my buddy Brian this evening. He's got a blind. His boy shot his buck out of in October with a crossbow. His boy shot his first buck. So he said there's been some does and stuff pretty regular on it. So we're going to go hunt there in the morning, try to get him. Because to me, it's important, man, that their age. You got to keep them. You can't go out there. You know, my dad used to wear me out. It's hard.
Just keep it fun,
especially
for them.
Well, and the way they are now, they've got everything at the palm of their hand. They don't have to be patient for nothing. They got the phones, the internet.
All of us.
And well, it's everybody too. But the kids now are being raised up in this. So, I mean, I've took him turkey hunting this spring. You know, we didn't see nothing in the first hour. He's ready to go home.
Yeah, it's his kid.
You know, so their patience and attention's a little different. But so. I want to make sure we go somewhere where we've got a really good chance of And hopefully this spot will pick up. I know it will. It will. It has every year.
That's the way I done.
It'll pick up.
Greg and Bobby, when we was deer hunting, I mean, I'd make sure it was rock solid, which I spoiled them in a way because we go in with 30 minutes or seeing bucks. But I just, when I was young, I was wanting to keep them. I wanted to keep them excited and having fun.
Yeah. Well, it's hard. I mean, it's hard for me to go in there and sit all day and not see nothing. Yeah. You know, so
time flies in the woods, doesn't it?
It does.
I mean, I can sit there all day, and then I'm at work, and I'm like, shit, it's 9 o'clock?
I know it.
Fuck. Are you kidding me?
I know.
You know, I go in the woods, I look up, it's 1 o'clock already. I was like, holy shit,
yeah,
it's 1 o'clock?
Flew by.
I tell you, another thing, you know, not we're going to drop a bunch of knowledge. We've been talking about everything in the world, if anybody even left listening.
Yeah.
midday right now is a good time. If you guys can hang in there.
Yep.
Midday is
yep.
a good time.
Some
of these bigger bucks are desperate. So.
Well, I really feel, man, that like Jake was saying, this is, as far as mature buck goes, you're going to see a lot of buck movement. That that first week of November and stuff's good. You see a lot of bucks moving. And there's a lot of big mature bucks killed that week. You know, there is. But 9 times out of 10, the ones that's killed, they're on a hot doe.
Mm-hmm.
Or they know where about that deer, and they're hunting him on his bed and his
right.
patterns. They've got him patterned or killed him. But see, them older bucks are on that first doe.
You know, we get some non-residents right
and
now.
And I think right now is when them older bucks are really moving a lot looking.
I've seen my bigger bucks right now.
Yeah.
I mean, even when I wasn't hunting.
Other than that last, I know next year, November, it's a love-hate relationship with November.
If you hit it right. Everyone that's tagged
you got years where it's like, man, November's where it's at. And then you got years you're like, thank. But I'm telling you, well, the one thing that's constant, and I've just seen it so many years, year after year, October 20th to Halloween.
Well, this year, Halloween, when Jerry killed his.
Halloween is the best day I've set.
And we had that full moon.
I bet I seen
10 bucks.
Hit. Well, that's what kicks that rut in. There's a lot of non-moon, but
listen,
I'm just
the moon is big time factor. I'm not going to tiptoe around it for people that don't believe it. It's you're not paying attention.
Yeah, exactly. That full moon. See them does, they key. That's what they key. The shortening of daylight hours. They key off that full moon around that autumn equinox. That's what they key. That's what gets that rut started. Them estrogen levels start rising, and testosterone levels. Them bucks start rising. And the full moon hit perfect this year.
Yep, and it was on.
Say you have a full moon hit October 18th. That rut's going to be, you know, them does are liable to key off that. So you're going to see people in October, oh, it's a rut's on, boys. It's early this year.
Yeah.
You're just going to see a trickle. It's a trickle of you're going to see some activity. But when you can get that full moon hitting around Halloween, November 1st, because that's when those levels are.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
well, the moon plays a factor. You know, when I went musky fishing with Lance watches the moon.
Yeah.
And I kid you not, that day, he was going by the moon, and when they bite.
Yeah.
I mean, he would know. He does this all the time.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
He's a big-time guy. He's had NBA players and everything else on his boat.
Yep.
And he was like,
he still should have drowned Christian Leighton.
Yeah. He said he was pretty cool, believe it or not. But he said around 11 o'clock is when the moon was saying it was supposed to bite. That day I went with him, and I shit you not, I caught my muskie right around 11 o'clock.
Yep.
Fucking fighting machines, ain't they?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
We have good muskie fishing around here. Your buddy Joey.
Yep.
Which Joey killed him a buck.
Yeah,
I think, what did he say on his post? Been about 4 years.
Yeah, it's been, well, man, Joey's been a...
Which I know he's a big buck hunter. He's been family man.
Family's
like
hit
Jerry.
Him. Family's hit him pretty... He's had, well, he's just had a, you know, he like, he's...
What's his time, you know?
Joey's one that lost his job with AK Steel, you know, and he's been raising a family, you know, and working hard and trying to... And he hasn't. He's not been able to hunt a whole lot. And he was out on Storm in Oklahoma. Storm damage out there, and he got
that was a dandy buck he got.
Yeah, he got to come nice in. Huh? It was a dandy, real good buck.
Get a hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Good buck.
Oh, so, yeah. But But, yeah, that one thing, man, is, I mean, like I said, that full moon when it hits like that, and it has a lot to do, too, with if you got a good clear night on a full moon or a, say you got a cloudy night on a bright full moon night, it's cloudy. Well, they're not, you're going to have some early morning activity because they're not going to be out like they are because it's not as bright. But now those full moon nights, when it's clear, you can bet the farm late morning, midday, that's what it's going to be.
That day, which I took a picture of the moon right over top of the truck with Jerry in there. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Of course, I was just heckling all the people that don't believe in the moon.
Yeah.
Because I knew what was going to happen that day.
Yep.
Everything that you just explained.
Yep.
I mean, and I called it right before we went out there.
Oh, I knew it.
And
a
you
week
knew
before
it.
When I seen it coming,
yeah.
I said, man, if the weather will just cooperate.
And it did.
And it was perfect.
It was perfect. And we seen, so, you know, I told you I come back in and was telling Jerry about that when I seen his buck earlier.
Yeah.
And I didn't have a shot at it, by the way.
Yeah.
It wasn't that I passed it or anything. As I was, it would have got a arrow.
Yeah.
But while we were sitting there talking about that, there was deer running all over the place.
Oh,
we
yeah.
was like, good Lord, we got to get back
yeah.
to the damn woods, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, pay attention to the moon, you know.
Yeah. It's gonna...
Don't listen to the naysayers, shit, fire. Just pay attention to it. Here's yeah. the thing. The best time to go hunting is any time you can go hunting.
Exactly.
My opinion, if you're free, if you have the time, you know, that's when you're going to go hunting. But, you know, for Cody or myself, there's certain times I like, and, you know, I'm always going to look at the moon when I go to schedule
yep.
my vacation. Okay, where's the moon at?
Yep.
For my, now, you know, I have to schedule my vacation in January.
Yeah.
So you just can't foresee what the weather's going to be doing.
No.
But I can look at the moon, and I know where about the rut, you know, is
yeah.
in every particular spot there.
Yeah.
And I just go by that when I schedule my vacation, but I do look at the moon.
Oh, yeah, I look at it. I look at it all the time. I got the app here on my phone, and, you know, I look at it right now. Like, those red moon days are really good, and you really want to look at the overhead underfoot stuff, you know, when it's overhead. And the new moon, a lot of people overlook a new moon, man.
Yeah, new moon.
New moon's up.
So we have a red moon. We have it this weekend, eh?
Hold on. Let me check here.
Let's check it out.
In a few days we got. No, we actually sat this past Saturday was the last day of the red moon.
Shit.
We don't have a red moon again until December the 2nd. And
not.
But your edge of field transition zone, 2:18 p.m. Is what they're calling. Moon rises at 7:02 p.m. Moon sets at 9. So you got a moon rising all night right there. So yeah, that morning hunt should be good. That moon should be setting overhead at 10 o'clock that morning. So yeah. You're going to have should be a good day. You know, we should have some weather.
Oh,
but
yeah.
The
weather looks good this weekend.
Yep. They changed my
Monday. Friday and Saturday.
They changed my Monday weather. I was really hoping we was going to get that chance of snow
yeah.
Monday.
Oh, gosh.
But they've changed it to rain now.
Yeah.
But anybody hunting Tuesday, man, next week's weather.
It's going to rock, ain't it?
Oh, you're talking lows in the or highs in the low 40s and lows in the 20s, upper 20s.
That sucks.
Yeah, I've got to go back to work.
I can't
afford to take any more days this
Damn
year.
It. Next year I got a bunch of vacation.
I've got a bear hunt this spring coming up.
Yeah, with your dad and brother.
Yeah, in New Brunswick. So I've got to.
Good night.
I've took all my. I've got to save my time.
Yeah. Well, listen, people. Cody, thanks for coming on.
Well, yeah, thanks for having me.
We've had faulty ass equipment, if y'all can believe that shit. I don't know. It's been a while since I've been down here. It's something simple, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
It's just fucking weird.
Yeah.
We had my wife, she's cleaned everything up there.
Yeah.
I mean, nonstop.
She's cooking Thanksgiving dinner and sweeping.
We're going to have to get that Underground Railroad going again so you can smuggle people into Thanksgiving dinner. I mean, what the fuck? Where in the hell are we at in this fucking country?
I am ready.
I'll probably go to jail for this fucking podcast just because I said bad words or something.
I am so ready for this year to I don't want to wish time away, but I'm ready for a new year. It's just, it's been a dandy, ain't it? Or a doozy, I'll say, not a dandy.
We had a guy, we have a guy in there that they can't buy, trying to do the
doing
right
it
thing
for free. What
that
gets
they can't
me
listen,
is they,
he is the only president that's ever went in that's worth less coming out.
Exactly.
And how can you not see that?
Well, the guy, I mean, it just blows my mind, man. That, I mean, think about this. Here's how I see it. Think about it. They loved him before he was in. Everybody wanted to be Donald Trump. I mean, blacks, I mean, everybody.
Yeah.
Every race, I mean, didn't matter. Everybody loved him. And then when he gets elected, they hate him. Why?
Because they can't
explain that to me.
They can't, you know, can't buy him.
You know what I mean?
You can't buy him.
Why do the people that loved him so much hate him so bad?
Here's another thing: is people don't look at policies. I mean, I'm going to vote policy in the first place, not personality.
Yeah.
I can give a shit less about Cody. You have to feed your family.
Exactly.
Okay, I've had some hard ass bosses that I knew was going to keep me working.
Yeah.
I didn't necessarily particularly like them.
Yeah.
As a I didn't want to be friends with them. They was kind of dickish. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you know what? They were going to keep me busy.
Yep. Keep you working.
And they was going to keep me working.
That's right.
And that's what was important to me. I've had these fucking other bosses that were nice that I'm like, shit, this motherfucker is lazy as shit, and we're going to lose our fucking job.
Yeah.
And he don't give a fuck. He's going to do what's best for him.
Yeah.
And we're all fucked.
Yeah.
I mean, same thing.
Yep.
I mean, if you listen to Joe Biden talk for 10 fucking minutes, if he can talk that long, I mean, how in the hell can
that,
you?
That vice president
and you know,
me worse than him.
And she's fucking ruthless
as
shit.
She
and
is
here,
out there,
and how fucking,
guys.
Okay.
I mean, she
This confuses me. So the Democrats with the whole bashing police stuff, right? Okay, I mean, seriously, they're all about bashing police. And then, does anyone know what Kamala Harris
is? Cities? I mean,
do they know what she did? I mean, she putting fucking people in jail big time.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what she did.
Yep.
So.
Well, and Biden referring to the blacks as super predators.
My God, he sat there and said they ain't black if you don't vote for me. How fucking racist is that?
That's exactly right.
I mean, anytime you even say white or black, it's racism.
I watched, I listened to her. I seen it come out of her mouth and heard it. She honestly believes that people on death row in prison, people that have broke the law, committed crimes, and, I mean, they've, you know, their rights are... They're in prison. They don't have the rights. They messed it up for themselves.
But what I'm saying
she believes that they should have. They said, so you honestly believe that felons and people in prison on death row should have the right to vote? And she said, I honestly believe we should have that conversation. And how does people get behind that?
Buddy, it beats the fuck out of me. I mean,
that's why
I've never seen
this
like
election
it.
Is rigged.
You tell me that Joe Biden got more votes than Obama?
No.
Fuck no.
I'd rather have Obama than Biden.
Well, at least we don't look like a bunch of fucking idiots.
Exactly.
And you know what Obama did?
Yeah.
Here's the thing with Obama. He was shutting down the blue-collar worker.
Yep.
No doubt about it. Using the EPA. Okay. I mean, we've seen that. We've seen it right here in this area.
Yep.
We've seen him do it. But... I mean, he didn't. At least he was a fucking silver tongue fox. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At least he didn't. Joe Biden bull fucking shit. You fucking kidding me? I mean, Obama didn't even want to endorse him.
No.
I mean, did you get that? Where Obama's like, oh God. I mean, he knew what he. Listen, there's a reason they picked him.
Yeah.
I mean, if he does get in there, I wouldn't feel very comfortable if I was him.
No.
Because them motherfuckers are ruthless.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Well, and what gets me
But
too,
people, we can see this coming from a mile away. If
yep.
he gets in there, what's going to happen to that man from his own people? And if it does happen, which you know it probably will, because
there's a good
chance. I mean, they don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
people will be like, oh, that's terrible. But they're going to say, well, you know, he was kind of a little sick before he got in here.
Yeah. And then you got Kamala Harris running the country.
Holy shit.
I'm telling you guys, it's going, well, if it happens, we're going to see some bad times. That's about,
I'm just going to keep those comments to myself because I'm not going to.
Yeah, that's my opinion. I mean, yeah, that's the way I feel about it. I mean,
they only want, they're trying to tell you how many people you have over Thanksgiving for something that's been around here for over a year.
99% survival rate.
Yeah, you've seen the meme about the flu. We've had the flu vaccine for 70 fucking years. We still have the fucking flu.
Yeah.
But no one's died from the flu this year that we know of. I mean, the media.
Yeah.
People can't see it. Listen, a car salesman don't tell you the bad shit about that fucking car. He tells you all the good shit, and he lies to you about stuff, for the most part, to sell you that car. They wouldn't do that to us. They wouldn't.
They're just, the media, man, is just...
The media is fucking terrible. The media and these governors. And we was talking about, it's just not Democrat and Republican, I'm telling you. That Lindsey fucking Graham, that fucking motherfucker is a snake in a grass, son. If he ain't the worst... He, a little snaky son of a bitch.
Yeah,
they make me sicker than the fucking Democrats. We need good Democrats.
Yeah.
Like Tulsi Gabbard. See, they pushed her out of the way.
Yeah. Because
Tulsi's a bright, smart, up-and-comer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This Daniel, what's his name for us? Our Attorney General here in Kentucky. I'm talking like fucking Joe Biden.
I know who you're talking about.
Daniel Cameron.
Yeah.
Fuck. He needs to be our fucking governor next time.
Yeah.
You kidding me?
Not
that
bad
dude's
at
fucking
all.
Sharp. I mean, he could be a president.
Yeah.
Put him and Candace Owens on a... She don't give a fuck, does she?
She's hard to know. I like her. I like what she... I mean, she tells it like it is.
I like her.
Tomi Lahren.
Yeah, I like...
With the Final Thoughts.
I like them.
She gives it to them.
We need some of these young, strong motherfucking.
You're
watching
the Hodge twins. Yeah,
they're hardcore.
They don't care either. They put it like it is.
I'm voting for Tucker Carlson next time.
Yeah,
they're gonna. He might as well move. Well, shit, Cody. We've been on here. Damn, we've bounced around.
We've been from a, and that's
well, it's
I
podcast.
Hey, it's as real as it gets here. We ain't going off no script or nothing. We're just
together. We never go off a script here.
No.
When I first got on here, you know, when you first come over, we'd be like, have shit wrote down. Like, okay, where do you like to duck hunt? So, a deer track looks like what?
Yeah.
Now we're like,
a little whiteboard.
Go to hell.
Going crazy.
No. Well, I know I've cussed a bunch, but everyone's got a different path.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I know you go to church, but Gregory got baptized.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
That's good.
You see that?
No, yeah. I didn't see it.
I'll just show you his picture. Well, Gregory, he don't get on the social media much anymore. But,
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
That's pretty neat, ain't
that's
it?
Good. That's got to make you feel good.
Yeah, you know, down here dropping F-bombs, he'll say, Dad.
Dad.
But, you know, he may be what gets me saved.
Yep. That's what it takes.
But we are. We're just all on a different path. Test Tally, if you're listening, tell Andrew I said hi. Andrew got in here, her husband Andrew.
Yeah.
If he got onto the politics with his son, it'd be on.
Yeah, no
doubt. He don't fuck around with that shit.
Yeah, I work with her Uncle Jeff.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, yeah.
I think I mentioned you when her and Andrew was on, or maybe I mentioned you when she was on the last time.
Yeah. Her uncle, her brother, Dustin, is who he's a state trooper.
Yeah, that's her brother.
Yeah, and him and her uncle, Jeff, is who we elk hunted with in Martin County.
I think she told me that elk.
Yeah.
I think she's telling me that.
I've never met Tess in person, but I keep up with her on social media, and And I've, you know, heard Dusty and Jeff and stuff. Jeff,
did you listen to her and Andrew on
no,
here?
No, I didn't listen to it. I actually started it, and I think I lost service.
Andrew's.
And I didn't get to finish it. But
I like it, guy. I'd like to hunt with him sometime. He just don't give a fuck. he's fucking hardcore like us when it comes to this, you know, political
stuff.
He's
a Texan, ain't he?
I believe he's Texan, huh?
Yeah, that's what I thought, yeah.
I guess he is.
I think it's where
you know,
they live in Texas.
All this shit, which I don't get on the page as much here lately where I've been hunting so much, but you know how I'll get on there and put little stupid memes and stuff and drop F-bombs on there. Nothing.
Yeah.
No censors, nothing. And Andrew gets on there and posts a coyote picture, and they fucking covered it up.
Yeah. Well,
they harassed them.
Well, they fought. I mean, when the whole giraffe deal went down.
Oh, good God.
I'm sure.
The rarest giraffe ever in the fucking world.
Sure, they follow them around, so they're watching them close.
Oh, they better watch out. They follow them too close. They get a fucking big bull up their ass. I'm going to tell you right now. My opinion. All right. We'll see y'all. Thanks, Cody, coming on. Jake Corngable.
Have a good Thanksgiving.
Yes. Good Thanksgiving.
Get in the woods.
You all that still holding on to tags, don't freak out because your buddies is tagged out. My God, season's still going on. It's not competition. I know
there's
people out there like, oh, this is the worst season ever. I just ain't seeing deer. I don't know what's wrong. And everybody else that's tagged out, they're like, yeah, this is the greatest season. That they was running like a son of a bitch this year. We'll see y'all later. You got any dirty jokes before we get off here?
No, I'm good.
Damn. I need to get some off your brother.
Yeah, he's got them.